7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mitch McFadden at the studio controls in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler all here. We're going to have a discussion about concussions, not the focus on men and young men in football, but on women athletes from lots of different sports, because the same sort of thing is happening there as has happened on the other side.
My neighbor, the 16-year-old that lives next door to us, got a concussion while in acting class.
Oh.
One of the sets wasn't sturdy, and she fell down and hit her head on the stage.
Ouch.
Big problem.
It happens all over the place.
Going to meet Catherine Snedeker in a few minutes and talk about this from her perspective as the founder of PinkConcussions.com, a different sort of focus on pink, if you will, this month. Meanwhile, Uri Geller later on in the hour to talk about telekinesis and Halloween things. Big stories of the day. Syrian inspectors have missed the deadline set by the UN, according to the report that is out this week. Inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have visited 21 out of the 23 sites because of security risks, meaning that the watchdog group missed the October 27th deadline. They were supposed to visit all of the declared sites. Syria.
Anybody terribly surprised here?
No. It's more of the same. It's the usual ruse. Both sides are incompetent. The Syrians don't want to follow the deadline or the timeline, and the UN is incapable of it. So there you have the meeting, if you will, or not meeting of the minds. Meanwhile, there is a study out today, which is an overview of the Park Department and how much money is being spent by the Park Department on your behalf as people complain that there are too many park rangers not doing enough. Meanwhile, the infrastructure of the parks is falling apart. What are they doing with the money? This year, you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer America, will shell out $52,000 to maintain the home of Black History Month founder Carter Woodson. This is a dilapidated row house in Washington, Richie, with a no trespassing sign and iron bars all around it so you can't get into it. The Park Service bought the house for $2 million, designated it National Historic Site, and have let it fall apart. So, and this is a symbol in Washington. You'd think they'd be at least smart enough to take
it's
care of it in Washington.
It's in the front, right, in front of their face.
Where senators and congressmen can go around. Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who I think is actually quite a good senator, has pointed to this as an example of the dysfunction of the National Park Service. And this, looking at their budget, how much money they spend, how many people are employed, and the condition of some. They devote huge portions.
$2 million is a lot of money. I would wonder what neighborhood this. I mean, in certain neighborhoods, $2 million is nothing in D.C.
Right.
In certain neighborhoods, it's a whole lot of money.
But if it's a dilapidated little place, they shouldn't take that much money.
If it's a dilapidated little place in the right neighborhood, it could be worth $2 million. But I seriously doubt it's on Capitol Hill.
Land is very expensive, and I'm betting it's in the Northeast, somewhere over on the other side of where all of the Senate and House office buildings are. Anyway, the point is that we are spending a lot of money on parks, and we're not getting our money's worth.
You can find this
across the board in the budget. Yeah, Richie.
When the whole shutdown happened, it seemed like there were park rangers all over the place on the Washington Mall, the National Mall.
Keeping people from going on to their premises.
People. So they couldn't keep the monuments open, the open air monuments open, yet they had the staff to keep people from going into them.
Wow.
I didn't get that.
But the point here is that there is a tremendous amount of waste. This is just an example. And they made themselves visible, getting the ire of the American public appropriately, when with guns drawn, they keep people who spent $30,000 for a vacation from putting their boats into the Colorado River and going down the Colorado River. There's a gate across, and there's no reason why those people couldn't go down the Colorado River. It doesn't. There were national
the
park rangers,
not there
they
to protect
do it.
You. What are you going to do?
Right, exactly. They're there to shoot you if you go on the property.
Right,
that's what they're there.
If
to
we
do.
Can't protect you, we're going to
shoot
you.
We'll shoot you. Yeah,
great solution.
Solution to all your problems. There it is.
I like it.
All right, let's talk about a problem that's affecting a lot of young female athletes. We'll do that in a moment as we meet Catherine Snedeker here on Good Day.
Want an easy-to-install floor and an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life. She's never lost that sparkle, you know? I'm a really lucky guy.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
You know, after all these years, I can honestly say my wife is still the beautiful woman of my dreams.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambren, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes and low libido. Plus, right now, for a limited time, every risk-free trial of Ambren comes with a free bottle of Ambren Weight Loss, an incredibly effective weight loss solution clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-370-9667. That's 1-800-370-9667. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-370-9667. 1-800-370-9667.
Get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's
get it started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax services center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from OfficeMax, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
All right, 14 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Richie, Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and Catherine Snedeker, who's the founder of PinkConcussions.com, working on a research project on female athletes. Catherine, thank you for joining us on Good Day. This is a pet project of mine, although, as you may have heard me say a few minutes ago, my focus has been on football and has been on wrestling and boxing and soccer. Mostly the sports that are played by men, even though women involved in cheerleading, and that's pretty dangerous. So what's the reason for this research project?
Thanks for having me on. I actually have three sons, and it was a boys lacrosse coach and soccer coach. So I came from the boy sports world, too. And what struck me over time is how many calls I got from parents to ask questions about their daughters.
Why were they calling you? Did they know that you were working on a project? How did it happen that people would come to you?
Originally, I was just known as a mom whose kid had a lot of concussions, and I'm also a social worker. Ooh. So I actually started a concussion clinic with a pediatrician's office and just did a lot of concussion education. I ran a 25-town football concussion night 2 years ago. So I've been out there in the press, you know, knocking on people's doors, talking about concussions ad nauseum.
Right. So you're trying to bring the focus around to women in athletics, female athletes, and whether or not they're having as much trouble as men are. I was thinking about some of the sports that involve women. They may have less protection than the men do, especially in football, right?
Well, originally I wasn't interested in the women at all. It was just the number of people that kept coming forward with daughters who, and then I started looking at the research. And what happened last January during the Super Bowl is Jim Nance made on a pregame show with Roger Goodell actually messed a concussion statistic, and he said that women soccer players are 2.5 times more likely to suffer a concussion than a male football player. He switched around the statistics, and everybody in the concussion world kind of flipped out to try to find out what he was talking about. And what he misquoted was the data that shows that with the same rules in the same sport, if you compare the same sport like soccer with the same rules for men and women, women will sustain far more concussions than men. If you look at a sport like lacrosse, the men's game is a different game. It's different equipment, so it's harder to compare. The other thing we find is that women's athletes, females, take longer to recover, sometimes almost twice as long, and they report a higher number of symptoms and severity of symptoms. So I was presenting in Washington in February where the Army and the Navy traumatic brain injury units were reporting. They also see this in the military with women veterans and
right.
women's service.
Why is that?
We know, let's get to the heart of this, because in the interest of time, this we know that there is a problem with men. Now we know there's a problem with women. What's being done to exacerbate, to eliminate, to help, not just educating people as to what happens if you play these sports, but what happens if you get injured? What do you do then?
What we're trying to do sort of nationally, the people involved in concussion education, is trying to educate pediatricians, try to educate family doctors, try to educate ER doctors. We really have a problem in this country that doctors aren't up on the latest information about concussions, and along with that, educate schools and how to get returning athletes and just returning kids. One of the statistics important to know that only about 20 to 25% of kids' concussions are in organized sports. Sports is the focus right now because of the NFL, but 80% are probably from riding a bike, fooling around with their siblings in the basement, just, you know, horsing around being kids. So sports unfairly blamed, I feel like, for concussions, mm-hmm. but within sports we need to educate our coaches and bring up the level of athletic trainers in our middle school and high schools. So there's a lot to be done. The American Academy of Pediatrics just published an amazing report on Sunday on how schools can prepare and help kids return. So along with that, I'm doing research on females, and we have over 600 females that have signed up in the last 30 days to be part of our research project. So any women out there that have played any level of sports, any sport that want to be a part of this, we have another 24 hours that we're taking surveys. It's a 20-minute online survey, and it's pinkconcussions.com. And if you go on, I'll send you a link to be a part of the study.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with all of the stuff that you've presented here, because I think that there's a lot more, the education part of this. Parents, I said this on the air all the, and I think it may apply to women as well, as I think it's true. I hadn't really thought about it from the women's side. Parents are just irresponsible. Knowing what happens when your children play some of these sports, to allow them to play the sports, there's no protection for all of these injuries. And it's, if you want to condemn your children to the possibility of having a life that's ruined because they play these sports, I think it's damnable.
Well, it depends on the personality. I mean, I have three brothers. If you have one of those kids that needs that physical contact, is out there, is pushing around people, and needs to be focused in an intense sport, then you try to find the sport that's safest for your child to play.
It's a conundrum, no question about it. You might want to check out the results of Catherine's work at pinkconcussions.com, pinkconcussions.com, and she's doing a survey, as she suggested. You might want to check that out and involve yourself in the survey as well. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amerikangardeners.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is important. A lot of the young people, I'm sure your children, Richie, Sean, and...
My son, not so much. But my daughter?
Oh, yeah. The Joe Bros.
The Joe Bros.
Well, the people who are hoping the Jonas Brothers could patch things up and go on a bit longer, out of luck, they pulled the plug on their tour earlier in the month because the manager described a deep rift between the members, the brothers, the singing siblings.
I've heard that it's because Joe has a drug problem.
Really?
And that they want him to get treatment before they do any kind of performance, because obviously they're his brothers before they're his bandmates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's commendable then, the other two.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's obviously important. Again, the younger... What are tickets for a Jonas Brothers concert go for?
Tickets for any concert? Right?
No clue.
At a major venue? It's
probably $70,
you're
going
to pay $75 to $300, $400.
So how many people fit into an auditorium, a normal auditorium that would...
17 to 20,000 if you're looking like the MCI Center here in Washington, D.C.
So there's $2 million in a performance like that.
Or Madison Square Garden.
It's about 2,000.
So the promoter gets, what, 10%?
Good number. Why not?
All right. And then, is the promoter doesn't pay for the venue. The venue gets another share, right?
Or
they get a flat fee?
Yeah, they get a fee.
A fee. And then you have...
They get concessions, too.
Yeah, they do. They get a piece of concessions?
Yeah, they get all the concessions. The promoter gets a piece of the concessions.
All right, so then what would be, under the circumstances, for a concert like that, what would be the take for each of the members, the three brothers? They have to pay the musicians. So if they've got it's a 20 million, what did you say?
Well, they've got to pay the musicians, they got to pay the riggers, they got to pay the sound company, they got to pay the employees, they have to pay the lighting people, then they have to pay the unionized workers, because in New York you can't put a plug in a wall unless you have a unionized electrician.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it can be an enormous sum of money by the time you're through.
All right, but let's just say... what did you say? $70 for a ticket? Did you say, or mm-hmm. $300 somewhere?
You figure $100.
$100. All right, and they put how many people into one of these? 20,000.
20,000.
Figure 20,000.
Okay, so if that's the case, then there's $20 million involved in this opportunity to make money, right? Am I right? So it's 20,000
gross,
right?
Or is it 2 million?
It's 100. Hold on just a second. I'm adding another zero. So yeah,
I don't think it's 20 million. I think it's 2 million.
It's 2 million. You're right about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So $2 million. Let's say $1 million of it goes for expenses, pay off everybody.
Could be even more than that.
three brothers.
And then you got to pay taxes on that money. Then you have to pay the publicist. You have to pay the dressers. You have to pay all the transportation for the band. You have to pay the hotel.
Yeah, they don't make anything. That's why they broke
up. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I mean, I know the inside track on this, Doug, because of what Tom does.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the Tom's band, what they make their money on, believe it or not, is the merchandise concession.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one popular single who I follow, from what I've heard, that he doesn't draw salary from the shows. What he does is he takes all the merchandise money. He pays the band, but the merch money is what he draws as his salary.
Hey, let me tell you something. And every 12-year-old girl's buying a $30 Jonas Brothers t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that t-shirt's probably costing him $3.
Right. Slave labor.
So is it likely that in a three-man group like this, they'd split, they'd have $300,000 apiece? For a night like that?
That sounds reasonable.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. 200, 250, 300. Depends.
A night.
All right, so they go on tour for a month sometimes, these groups, right? They
more
have 30.
More than that.
For like
40.
A summer, usually.
Yeah. All right, so what does Bruce Springsteen make? His tickets are how much to go to one of those shows?
His tickets normally are around the $100 mark, more or less.
$100? How many people in most of the venues? Same thing, 20,000?
Depends on where you are, you know. He plays I've seen him in teeny tiny venues with, 300 people in it, and I've seen him in venues with 80,000 people in it. Yeah. So, it depends what he's playing.
I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what these guys make. I can't. They're rich. They're all rich.
They're doing it. Otherwise, they wouldn't go on tour.
Of course, right. The making money on tour is better than many of the recording artists. They don't make that much money from selling the records. They make it
Inside
from the performances.
Inside Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Just in time for Halloween, National Geographic Kids is releasing That's Creepy, spine-tingling facts that will test your creep-out factor. Filled with facts, eerie anecdotes, and fun information, it's got everything creepy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky, but with real science and history. We caught up with Becky Gaines from National Geographic to fill us in.
Yes. So it actually, before, we had the technology we quite have today, people were mistakenly buried alive quite a bit. Doctors would see them and pronounce them dead, and that may not be quite the accurate diagnosis. So what happened is it was so common that people would be buried alive. They invented this kind of mechanism that it attached sort of a string feature that ran down into the coffin that ran up to a bell above ground. So if you woke up and you were in a coffin, you could pull on the string and hope somebody heard it and they could dig you out before it was too late. Pretty scary. I had no idea that was even happening until, I worked on this project. Apparently, people have such a fear of being buried alive. It's a really common fear. So now kind of more high-tech coffins are coming with this gadget that's sort of like a cell phone where you can, if you wake up in a coffin, you can call out and get some help before it's too late.
That's Becky Gaines from National Geographic Kids on their new book, That's Creepy. There's more on
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nutritious food is buys real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Lucky you get to be the listeners for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ooh. And
yes.
And
it means you'll hear Uri Geller chatting with us in 5 or 6 minutes.
Meanwhile, Roberta and Jennifer, Richie and Kenny and I focused on wedding plans for next year. If you're going
to
get married,
am
I getting married?
Are we
congratulations.
Not a big thing on the farm?
Who's
and
the lucky
with a
woman?
Tent and everything and a band, that'll be a great celebration.
Can I be your maid of honor? I mean, your man of honor? Your best man?
You can be the man of honor, and I'll be the maid of honor.
I would be the best man. And then the maid of honor.
You know what? Since the bride probably has her own crew, we could all be the best men for Doug's wedding. I'll wear a tuxedo.
Can we have a flower cow?
That'd be so cool.
We haven't even yet determined that it's him that's getting married.
That would be such a cool thing.
I had like a half a sentence that came out of my mouth 2 minutes ago.
We're all excited, Doug. You're going to get married.
Wedding planners for next year need some time to get started for Hawaii. Get yourselves into gear. Hawaiian Governor Neil Abercrombie says he expects...
Oh, I love his partner in Fitch.
Yeah. He expects gay marriage to become a reality in his state. Within the next week or so, election
is
next
Tuesday. They were
protesting
all throughout Hawaii. I actually have a friend
protesting for or against
for marriage. Yeah. I have a friend who is gay and was out on the streets in Hawaii, and he was rallying all kinds of support. It looked like they had a lot of people out there, actually.
Well, a lot of people want to have the ability to.
I'm surprised it's an issue in Hawaii.
I know. You would think they'd be like the first ones.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro.
Story from Vatican City today. I just had a piece of potato, and a potato skin got stuck in my mouth. Excuse me.
Potatoes at this hour of the morning.
I love potatoes in the morning. Anyway, this young boy wandered onto the stage at the Vatican, hugging the Pope as the Pope was giving a speech. The boy, who, if you look at the pictures, looks about 6 years old, was sitting on the steps near the Pope. The Pope was listening to followers address him at the Year of Faith celebration. Boys being boys, as they are, this one wanted a closer look. So he wandered up to the podium and gave the Pope a high five. Hi, Mr. Pope.
Awesome. It's adorable.
Hi, Mr. Pope.
The boy's misadventure didn't end there, though. He kissed the cross around the Pope's neck.
I bet the Pope actually let him do it. I bet he'd like
that. Right. Cute kid.
He didn't like... You see the story at DougStephan.com. He didn't like the fact that there are a lot of people around the Pope, sort of his bodyguards, that tried to grab this kid and bring him back to his seat. And then when he wouldn't go, a lot of other people came up on stage to greet the Pope, and it just sort of, his speech stopped. He just then, he eventually got back to the speech, got the child to take his seat. So he's just so cute.
His seat is the Pope's chair.
Yeah.
He sat in the Pope's
so
chair
cute.
On the stage. It's adorable.
Check out the story at DougStephan.com.
Not as cute if any one of us did it, but really cute when a kid does it.
Probably not. Yeah, that wouldn't
We'd
be
honest. In Pope jail.
Yes. So the poll today at DougStephan.com, focusing on our Halloween theme, what kind of costume are you going to wear? A, superhero. B, political. C, celebrity. D, scary. E, sexy. F, other. G, I'm not planning on dressing up for Halloween. I put other because I went as the Lone Ranger.
I thought you were a cowboy.
Well, it was. I was the cowboy, but I was supposed to be the Lone Ranger. That was the idea for me to be the Lone Ranger.
But nobody got it, so you were just a cowboy.
Right. Well, I had a red bandana around my face to make it look like I was a bad guy doing a stick up, and I was bringing in 10 gallons of ice cream. So I was giving ice cream.
You should have been Robin Hood.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, the scary movie question yesterday at the poll: which scary movies are your favorite? Let's see here. 26% said don't like scary movies. That's kind of like me. 23% said anything other than what we had mentioned here. So he apparently didn't pick out the right ones. 16% said Halloween. Let's see here. 11% said Friday the 13th. 9% said Saw. 8% said Paranormal Activity. And 7% said Nightmare on Elm Street. All of those. Oof. That's movie Saw, the Chainsaw. Isn't that what they do? Cut up people with a chainsaw. Why would you want to see something like that?
I used to watch all that stuff as a kid. Can't take it anymore.
I don't like it either.
Sick.
I really don't. I don't like it at all.
Uri Geller is going to talk to us about telekinesis and how things are going. He's the master spy, you'll remember. So that's coming up. Just stand by for that a few moments here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage, the car payments, food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get
it started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax services center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
All right, 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Let's spend some time with Uri Geller, who is, in terms of those people who have been reading the book or reading about the book, whether or not he is a master spy or not. The book is called Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, an interview with Israeli mentalist Uri Geller. Actually, the book itself, I always get this wrong, it's The Secret Life of Uri Geller. CIA master spy. This particular focus is an interview that he did with a gentleman who wanted to know more about the book and know more about Uri. Always comes up. Uri has done... how many books, Uri, actually, have you been responsible for over your career? Oh, he's not there? Oh, that's handy. So let's talk amongst ourselves. Richie, how are you doing? Feeling well after the treatment?
Yeah, Uri's here now.
Oh, this is going really well.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I got to get you. What are you doing that you were late getting to the phone? You're up to something. What are you doing?
What I'm doing, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I was honing my speaker system. The audio system is amazing. I'll talk to you about it in a moment.
All right, okay, never mind. I want to talk about the book, The Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA Master Spy, and the revelations in various interviews. This is a book that has confused people because they don't know whether you wrote the book or somebody is interviewing you and telling your story. So as people are becoming more curious about you, this is sort of the story of your life told by somebody else through your eyes. Is that or your experiences?
Are we on the air now?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. Okay.
All right.
The book has been written by a very well-known journalist in England who writes for the Financial Times, The Guardian, and has even written for Time magazine, called Jonathan Margolis. Jonathan Margolis saw the BBC documentary titled The Secret Life of Uri Geller, and he wanted to further investigate and expand on this amazing story that I did the work for the CIA and for the Mossad and for other intelligence services. And he got to the right sources and wrote the book very quickly. A British publisher and an American publisher, grabbed the opportunity to publish it. And so, yes, I do radio shows and television shows promoting the book, because it's better that I speak about it than hide the fact that I'm a bit concerned about the book.
Why are you concerned?
Well, why am I concerned? All you have to do is read the book and understand the revelations in the book. You see, Doug, we are now facing major radicalized terrorist groups around the world. And they are out there to kill us, blow us up, suicide bombs, etc., etc. They're even working on, and probably you've discussed this on your shows in the past, they're working on how to create and assemble and put together a small nuclear weapon, a bomb that could be hidden in an attaché case, in a suitcase. Now, just imagine if they will achieve that. It is very difficult to do. Very difficult to maintain such a nuclear weapon, but they're working on it. And all these NSA, the eavesdropping, all the controversies that Chancellor Angela's, Merkel's phone is bugged, and another 35 world leaders and so on, and Edward Snowden releasing this information worldwide, in my opinion, is damaging, very much, very much so. And I'm against what this guy is doing, because while all these eavesdroppers...
You're talking about what the Obama administration or the NSA is doing to sort of run surveillance on leaders or people in foreign countries, and they, of course, are saying, you don't really understand, that's not what we're doing. That's what they say.
That's true. Now, whether certain people who are kind of working for the NSA but are detached from the information, if they have the opportunity to bug a world leader, they might, who knows, they were curious to see what she's talking about. But the overall espionage that is going on is against terrorism, is against stopping the terrorists in order for them not to kill us and not to have another
election. So they say, where's the proof that it's worked?
What do you mean?
Show me a story, an instance, where they've been very vague about it stopped something like this or it stopped something like that, but there's been no specific reference to a particular event that was stopped because of surveillance.
Come on, Doug. Come on. Get real. Be rational. Do you really expect a CIA or National Security Agency or MOD or any other intelligence agency to start advertising their success rate?
No, you see what...
You can't.
It's not
you
advertising, but tell me what you... Well, tell me what lives have been saved by this, and I'm okay with it. See, I'm on the extreme. On the other side, you're on one side. Somewhere in the middle is probably a proper mix here. I think the thing's out of control. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know who they're listening to. They don't know what to do with these tens of millions of files of phone calls that they get. It's ridiculous. So if you want to use it the right way.
Well, I think that they are using it the right way, but some of it did go out of control, and I agree with you. You got to get the book. It's called The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's available on Amazon.com. I think it'll blow your mind to what extent intelligence agencies go out there to gather information.
They've used you. Obviously, that's why the book's about you.
Not only me. Yeah. But Dougie, let me just 1 minute, my speaker system. What kind of speaker systems do you have at home, if at all?
I don't have any good
ears. Right, no, he doesn't have any.
I use Sonos, Uri.
Okay, well, if I may, there is one system out there. It's German. It's called Love. It's the best in the world. Unbelievable. And, people think that you've got to go out and buy these huge boxes.
No, they're little things.
They're little things, and they give you amazing sound.
All right. So there's Uri. He's probably make a... if you make a trip to UriGeller.com, you'll learn more about the speakers, more about the book, more about what's going on with Uri, one of the most interesting men on the planet in my mind, and I'm happy to call him my friend. Uri Geller, UriGeller.com. Uri, here on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
What's ahead today? More damage control regarding healthcare.gov. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will be grilled today when she testifies in Congress about the troubled launch of healthcare.gov, the website for the Affordable Care Act enrollment process. In testimony prepared for the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Secretary Sebelius said private contractors are to blame for many of the website's problems. President Obama also involved in damage control today. He'll be visiting Boston and will deliver a speech at historic Faneuil Hall. Nice timing by the administration in that nearly everyone in Boston is in a very good mood, but that has nothing to do with politics and more to do with the Red Sox. More about that later. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, a House hearing in which Marilyn Tavener faced questions about healthcare.gov. Tavener is the administrator for CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the arm of the Department of Health and Human Services responsible for the glitch-ridden website. Tavener wasted no time in saying, "Sorry.
We know that consumers are eager to purchase this coverage. And to the millions of Americans who have attempted to use healthcare.gov to shop and enroll in healthcare coverage, I want to apologize to you that the website has not worked as well as it should."
But as she continued, she was challenged by Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas, who apparently couldn't believe his ears.
"We have a system that's working. We're going to improve the speed of that system."
"Excuse me."
"Yes."
"You're saying the system right now is working?"
"I'm saying it's working. It's just not working at the speed that we want and at the success rate that we want. And those are the things we're working on."
Once again, it will be Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius on the hot seat today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection, at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
In 1942, Eleanor flicked her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
"Hey, man, in 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with GEICO. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with GEICO.
On Wall Street, a good day for stocks. The Dow up triple digits, a 111-point gain yesterday to 15,680. S&P rose nearly 10 points. NASDAQ climbed 12 points. Thirsty? How about a sugary beverage? Not so fast. San Francisco may ask voters to approve a first-of-its-kind tax on sugary beverages. The city supervisor is proposing to put a measure on the ballot next November that would impose a 2 cents per ounce tax on soda and other sugary drinks. Supporters say the goal is to slow the growing rates of childhood obesity and diabetes. In New York City, a proposed ban by the mayor on the sale of sugary drinks of more than 16 ounces was blocked by a judge earlier this year. Closing notes. First, World Series Game 6 tonight. Fenway Park in Boston. Red Sox leading 3-2. They can wrap up the series with a win tonight. And those World Series tickets for Game 6 are sky high. Average resale price for a seat, nearly $1,900. Two first-row tickets and a dugout box sold earlier this week for $24,000. But hey, if you're a Sox fan, it's worth any price to be at Fenway Park. And finally, tomorrow is Halloween. Appropriate music, please. Fair to say Halloween is big business. The National Retail Federation says 158 million people are celebrating Halloween, shelling out nearly $7 billion on costumes, decorations, stocking up on treats, even buying outfits for their pets to wear, an estimated $330 million on animal costumes. And how about this? A survey from Realtor.com that shows 63% of those looking to buy a house would be willing to buy a haunted house, but 41% said they would want a discount. Some things mentioned that might make a home buyer think twice before the closing include a house being more than a century old. Hello? Anybody there? Well, that was strange. Anyway, others who took the survey said they would be reluctant to buy a house adjacent to a cemetery. What's going on? Anybody want to buy a house? Mine just went on the market. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.